Alright, it's a good morning. Welcome to Tech. We are now completing our discussion that we have been having for the whole week. And today I just want to focus on, what we started at the end, towards the end of the show yesterday. We were trying to investigate something because when we were talking about when we were having a conversation, of course, I captured Uncle John yesterday. I captured him, and today I want to give you more time, so because it's the end of what we are talking about. So, and I want us to discuss it from a political point of view. It's a tech show, but I want us to look at the politics of it, the political side of things. Maybe we can find out. Here I am. I'm breaking some things here. Okay, now I'm okay now. Right. Maybe we can find out why are we stuck? You know, why are we stuck? When I listen to Wonders Unpacking the day, I'm listening to you guys calling in and you say, you see, we can do this and we can do this and we can do this and we can do this. The question is, why are we stuck with all these good ideas that are, you know, that are on paper? We have good ideas that are on paper, things that are good policies, but it seems that there is no political will. Yesterday, of course, we concluded the issue of the Russians coming up with their own digital messaging, bank messaging system that many countries have signed up. And we looked inward. Yesterday, we were talking about looking inward. And you see, Uncle John was in here explaining the reason why, because most of you have been calling to say, you guys, why are you not on this platform or on that platform, especially, you know? And yesterday the answer was given that, look, we want to empower ourselves by using our own platforms. You know, we want to empower ourselves by using our own platforms. Now, there is an Oshuambo proverb. It's not a proverb, but it has become kind of a proverb in some areas in the north where they will ask you, Otola Lanengotoli. So they will ask you when you come into their houses, they will ask you, what are you going to do? Do you choose between food or accommodation? Say, okay, maybe it's food. Okay, so when you are going to the neighbor, they will inform the neighbor that no, the guy just needs accommodation. He has already eaten. So that type of concept, you know, looks like it is kind of an, you know, it is kind of an, how do I put it? An odd, you know, way of life. But people that managed to be technologically sound on their own were able to use a concept like this one. So is it food or accommodation? So, for example, if you go into other countries, you are setting up a processing plant, they will ask you, is it skill transfer or you just want to do business? No, we just want to do business. Then they will tell you, no, not here. If you want to set up that plant here, a Chinese person must be able to assemble what you are assembling. And not only assembling, he must be able to extract copper from its ore. And he must be able to come to a level where he can extract gold or copper from its ores and come up with a copper wire. And this person must be transformed from coming up with a wire to a cable. And this cable must be able to be electric, to power something. So he must be taught not how to put together wires. No, he must come up with a charger, C-type iPhone charger from the scratch. So if you are not coming, if you are not coming to do that, then it's a goodbye. So they will offer you space, and then you will have to choose. And based on your choice, it will now determine whether you are going to be in that country as a company or not. So in Africa, we give everything. You know, we give you space. We even give you money, and we even allow you to, we allow you to live with that money, you know, with that money cash. We allow you to live with it. And they are saying that 50 trillion per year that leaves Africa in cash. So it's 50 trillion US dollars. I'm not sure how true that is, but that money leaves Africa in a year. So I stand to be corrected with this amount, because I think it is too big an amount, because that's not even American GDP. But that money leaves Africa and in a year, because we don't have that concept. Can we not take this concept and apply it to investors? You know, especially in the tech sector, if we really want to be technologically sound, so that the people know that when they come to Africa, it's either you transfer skills or you don't, you know? It's either you transfer skills or you don't operate at all. We need to come up with that. I mean, in Oshawamba, it sounds very odd when somebody ask you, when you are a visitor, and they ask you whether you want accommodation or food. If you choose accommodation, they will eat, they will not eat. So that's done in some places in the north. Whether that is exaggerated or it's true, but I like the concept, because it actually gives you the understanding of the environment in which you are now landing. So there is what is going on the global stage is that people are now looking inside. People are looking inside, and they are realizing that, look, being dependent on people's technology is not sustainable. They are realizing that they need to come up with their own solutions, because what is called the so-called international solution is not international, because whosoever has something that you don't have controls you, because especially if you need it. Now, what Uncle John was explaining yesterday, to say we are using our own applications made by Namibians, because we want to empower our own systems, our own solutions. We want to empower our own applications. And nobody can deny that the Eagle FM application that you used to listen to radio is number one, is one of those number one, is one of the powerful applications. So nobody will deny that. But it is made by Namibians, young Namibians. So that's the importance of, you know, being self-dependent and self-reliant. Now, what is threatening the issue of being self-dependent is a lack of political will. So that's a lack of political will. There is no willingness. Somebody is not willing, you know? Somebody is not willing to put in effort, you know, politically, to make sure that, to say, okay, we avail this place, and this is a place for innovators, people who are going to innovate, and we have a little money, you know, we just want you to come up with an application. we just want you to come up with something. Come up with something. I'm sure the, you know, the way we did of the minor, maybe my pride, if we could have directed that to the tech sector, to the innovative sector. So somebody must come up with something. By this time, we would have come up with one or two things. Even one thing or two. No, we don't need to come up with 10 things at the same time. Somebody became famous just because they created ink. You know, as simple as ink sounds. We are using a pen today in the paper thanks to that person. There is somebody who created the computer, and then somebody created the copy, the system of copy and paste. That person who created the copy and paste, I think he died, if not last year, it's 2020. He created the copy and paste, made it easy. Today you are copying and pasting thanks to that person. There could have been that person who created, you know, a shortcut, who came up with a shortcut to, you know, closing a document. When you want to close a document, a page, you either, on the keyboard, you either press Alt and F4 or Control F4. There could be somebody who have come up with that, you know, simple things, but we are using them today. Simple keyboard shortcuts that we are able to use them today. And somebody transformed the computer into, you know, into a laptop, a computer that was big as this room where I am, but now it's a small portable thing that one can carry. So if we could have come up with something like that, by this time, we would have had one or two things that we can boast about to say, these are made in Namibia. You know, these are made in Namibia by Namibians. We are seated on a big potential, but one thing that is threatening that potential is not money. It's not the lack of money. It's not the lack. It's actually political will. There is no will from the leadership. What, it doesn't matter whether it's opposition or ruling parties. There is no political drive to making sure that we become this innovative. We can be very powerful because we are strategic. We are too strategic in our positioning. You know, we can be very powerful in terms of what we can come up with. If that guy who came up with a phone, if we could put minds together to say, okay, this is how we can improve your system. By this time, we could have had a Namibian phone that can only be used by the army. Where you don't need credit, you don't need airtime. Maybe it must be used by the army. Somebody came up with a global positioning system, and it was adopted, used by the U.S. Army until it became, you know, mainstream, until everybody started using it. But somebody came up with it, and that person had support. You know, he was given an opportunity. And maybe somebody else came in to improve it. And today we have GPS helping us to navigate our cities. Just because there was somebody who came up with an idea, and there was somebody powerful who made sure that idea does not die. Right, we'll be going for a short break. And after a short break, we will meet the other side. My lines will be very much open.
Audio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira muhurike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkulu olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu batatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Vasco Sartuto Zepahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Limorisa Zasirimo Se Statama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzwi, Matuto Zepahami Zechwalika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies, and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi batabakafera kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotere liwefisi zedivu kaofi. Mamre nengi wa winduk, toropo ya nkure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamuzule piri, mukete hande, nukuzule piri niva IUM.
Alright, we are here. So yesterday I asked a question of which I would want to repeat since this is the end of our discussion that we started on Monday. What the technology that we are using at current, be it headphones, whatever it is, it's like music from somewhere else. So we are dancing to this music. And now somebody asked, which one is a Namibian music? You know, which one is a Namibian music? Namibian music could be the Namibian application that are made in Namibia, such as Lelapay, Imba App, and the rest of the applications. So that could be the Namibian music. Now, if we are dancing to other people's tune, which means our players can play those tunes and we are dancing them. Now, where is our tune? Now, I asked this question yesterday and I said, could it be because of maybe four or five reasons? Why is the world not dancing to our tune? Could it be that we are not having a tune yet? Could it be that we don't have a tune at all? We don't have music of our own? Or could it be that the tune is playing, but it is playing at a lower volume? Could it be that the tune is playing and playing at a lower volume? So could it be that there is no tune at all? Or could it be that the tune is playing, it is either the volume is lower or there is no volume, there is no sound? Or the format in which our tune is made is not compatible with the players. Therefore, the tune cannot play. Or the player is not working. Or, there is no tune at all. So which one is which as far as we are stuck? Now, I want to give you an example of Qatar. Qatar is a very small country. It's not also, doesn't have many people. If you can argue to say, no, our population is a problem. Qatar is not even having less than 2.5 million. If I'm not mistaken with the population here. But we went to Doha. and Joe Biden is going to Doha. So Qatar seems to have a tune that even some of us are playing to it. I mean, are dancing to it. So what is preventing our tune from being heard? Is it because the volume is down? Nobody's hearing it? Or is because there is no tune? Or is because there is no, the player cannot play our format? Or is it because our tune is not danceable? So which one? Because we are stuck here. We need to come up with our own solution. We are not even taking advantage of the situation that is an opportunity that has prevented, I mean, that has been presented before us. We did not take advantage of COVID-19. We are not taking advantage of the Russia-Ukraine situation. Even if there be a Taiwan-China conflict, we will not look at it as a problem. So where are we? Why are we stuck? Where are we stuck? So the 083-288-401, that's a number in studio. If you want to be part of the conversation, maybe I'm giving wrong analogies here. But for me, what I think threatens our launch is our lack of political will. Right, if you want to be part of the conversation, like I said, 083-288-401. So what these countries are making it, you know, who are making it, that are making it possible to come up with technology. And it's not that they are angels. It is because they are persistent. They have a plan of what they want to achieve. They have something. They have a reason why they want to depend on their own systems. And it seems we don't. Or have we given up on our Vision 2030? Because the Vision 2030 was to give us, you know, leverage to become industrialized. Have we given up? So have we given up on that vision? Because any person in some countries, if you come up with a toy, and to some point that toy has some significant features to it, you know, there will be one company which says, no, we can actually, let's study this understanding, no matter how low it is. Let's see how we can improve it to come up with something that the other countries don't have. And that's why we are saying that in China, if somebody, for example, somebody came up with a device, and it is working, no matter how fake it is, but it is working. That person is able to make some money with that device. And if somebody comes in, you know, somebody can also copy that idea and come up with something else, but it is also working. So that person is able to make some money. I want to give you an example of the simple solar torches that are being sold, that you buy in any Chinese shop. It is not that much of a highless technology, but it is working.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes, Franz, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay, Franz. Sorry for the radio. Actually, I didn't realize that you pick up.
Okay.
Yeah. Florence, I just want also to contribute to your topic. It's a good topic you have. You know, Florence, I think the tune which you are playing at the wrong time. And also, it's not very danceable to other people who are listening, want to dance to our tune.
So how do we make it danceable?
We need to keep it up date with the current time.
Okay, so because it means that we are... Okay, do you know Amapiano?
Yeah, exactly. That is the one I was supposed to play.
So which means our own tune is the 1960 type of music.
Exactly.
In young people.
In young people. That is the one which you are playing. That's why nobody can dance to our tune. And the thing is that we need to mix it up with Amapiano. Even we have 1960, because you remember one thing is that as long as the tune has a value and the quality of the sound, and if you mix it up with Amapiano, it might become a good composer. I mean, a good ingredient.
So you are saying must be put into the modern beat.
Exactly. That's what the word, yeah. That's the word, Master Franz. Because now, current, our situation which we are finding ourselves, is that, you remember the issue of what, when we are having coronavirus and everybody's restricted and the kids have to stay home to do e-learning or something. And one minister come up like, no, it's not so difficult because people can do what? Online shopping. And you wonder yourself, how in Namibia we can do online shopping? Maybe
we do online shopping city. In Namibia.
Yeah, no, we can do it, but it's limited. Even people are in ghetto, it's very impossible for you to do online shopping, because even the demigration of the area. Let me say, we are having a company which is providing delivery. There's no street name. There's no demarcation of Kambashu, that number what. And even the area itself, when it comes to the road, it's very difficult. It's the same thing also when you say network. There's part of window where my friend who can go there, then there's no network. And then you want to do your shopping. Those are, first of all, those are infrastructure which are supposed to take care of it.
Okay.
Then later on we can talk about, you see why nobody's even talking about Vision 2030 now? Because we fall in love with what? Green hydrogen. Nobody is talking about that Vision 2030 anymore. Everybody forgetting about it. So, I think sometimes we need to, let us start also sorting out one or two things which really distract this country. Because now, remember one thing, first of all, we already moved to digital technology. And yet, not the whole country will discover it. These are things which we need to take care of first. Let us have a coverage, the whole country coverage. Then there we can talking about the fourth industrial revolution. Thank you, Master Franz.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, we are going for a short break. A commercial one. We'll be right back.
Abanab Lodge and Safaris, an untold destination that offers a unique getaway experience in the midst of the bush and forest that whispers century-old tales, yet offers modern and forestry therapy. Located 24 kilometers from Grootfontein, Abenab is a stopover to the Kavango Delta and Etosha National Park. It boasts of the largest man-made open pit in Namibia. On offer are exotic food, conference facilities, an open-air museum, and nature walks. For excellent service, call 081-55-00-846 or send an email to info@abenablodge.com.
You have won $250,000 from Vurman Brook.
$250,000 Namibian dollars. I cannot believe it.
It's true. $800,000 in prizes will fill the pockets of Vurman Brook customers across the country during our birthday bonanza. Save on your groceries, swipe your smart buy card, and watch our live draw Fridays at 3. It's the Vurman Brook birthday bonanza. Details online at vurmanbrook.com.
All right, so Gabriel is saying the melody is old. Maybe we need to refurbish it and put it in a house, you know, in a type of a, you know, amapiano type of music. Maybe. But what do you say? Is it danceable? And how do we make it danceable? One thing that is very important is political will. You know, if things are driven, some countries are driving technology. You know, government is involved in who comes up with what. You know, who comes up with what? Who comes up with what applications? So they are involved and they know. And they ask you, how will this benefit a country, you know? And if you explain, you say, oh, okay, well, let's improve it so that it becomes used for, you know, our military or our health sector. Let us improve this drone so that we can use it in agriculture. Most of the things that we want, even the donations that we want from other countries are being done by the citizens of those countries. So when are we going to come up with our own systems made and managed by our citizens? Who is going to drive this, you know, who is going to drive this agenda? We have Agenda 2063. It is also dying. Or maybe it is alive. Vision 2030 is also there. But how do we walk towards it if we don't support the small tech innovators, those who are coming up with a gaming app? How do we come up with the gamifications or with gamified mathematics, you know, for students, for children who don't understand, for learners who don't understand this conventional learning process? How do we come up with a gamified way of mathematics, for example? You know? How do we gamify it? If somebody comes up with a game, we look at it and we are quiet. If you approach certain ministries and the technocrats will tell you, this will not work. And it dies there. So from the top there, you'll be told it will not work. So this will not work. Your idea, we have gone through it, but it will not work. So this is a person, most of the people don't understand technology, or maybe they understand, but with this, there's a belief that maybe it should come from somewhere else. We have all the natural resources. It's like having mahangu and you sell it. Maybe you give it even cheaper. Somebody processes flour. You go and buy this flour. It's your own mahangu grain, but you are going to buy flour from the person who has processed it. or you are going to buy bread from them, but the grain is yours. The grain come from your field. You know, the corn. A corn comes from your field. It is processed, and then somebody processes it and is able to sell flour to you. So you are buying that corn back, but it comes from your field, but you are buying it back. You know, that's how we are doing things here in Africa. That's how we are doing things here in Africa. So somebody comes and buy corn, gets the corn, we buy it back in the form of a form of flour. So this person can make us dance to any tune, and we cannot even say this is our resources. And I think I understand why even the president has said this is not our oil, because of this type of things that we do. So if somebody can say this is not our corn, that person will be correct, in the sense that if you can't process it, then it's not yours. If you can't transform it into flour, then it's not your corn. So you need to give it to somebody process it into flour, and then you buy it back. So that automatically that does not become your corn, you know. As much as we are rich with mineral resources, copper, everything, but the cables that come from there, the electric cables that come from wherever they are manufactured, that means that copper is not ours, because the copper is for those people who can manufacture. So as long as we are in this situation, as long as we have this mentality, we will be stuck up. You know, we will be stuck up. Well, I still have some minutes. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. I still have around about 8 minutes here on the station. I still have some 8 minutes if you want to be part of the conversation. Because we are stuck. Well, other countries are progressing, having their own systems. We have our own systems, but we don't have enough energy to promote what we have. We run to empower outside systems, or systems from outside. So how do we get out of this, you know, kind of mindset and understanding? What do we need to do? You know, we need to be born again from this type of life, where we are able, but our ability is not brought forth. You know, our ability is not brought forth because we believe that there's something that we believe is not coming from outside. Then, it's how viable we start to ask questions, that this young person will even end up doubting himself and then give up. Because when this young person is approaching the office, the type of questions that he's getting are questions that are, you know, demoralizing the person. The questions that are demoralizing you. You came up with something, and then instead of getting some support, you are being asked questions, that demoralizes, and a lot of young people give up. And we say politically, young people are the future of tomorrow. But if this future is not, if we are not tapping into this future, if we don't help them to understand that they are the future, then how do they become the future? They will end up being people who are drinking, abusing, you know, substances. Some of them were supposed to have made a Namibian plane, or a Namibian car, or a Namibian, a Namibian something like a machine. you know, somebody was supposed to come, but now they have given up and they are busy doing other things.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate ruyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge uture moshifo osho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeku goma baro, no matumaraka goma rukehe ngoka wahara uteithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza warapo doranda tu ni siringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o maothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhite. Shampawa mana oku turamo o maothemba goe hogora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lela pei nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa mwewe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaiti.com notai urikwa mendelero. Opo ukare waguza ko karandisi tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lala pe yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Ongwediva Annual Trade Fair is back. Are you an exhibitor and would like for your products and services to be known? Eagle FM gives you an opportunity to advertise with them, informing the nation that you will be there. We are calling on all businesses, small, medium and large, to come and let your consumers locate you in the Trade Fair Center. If you mean business, take advantage of this prime opportunity. To advertise with us, contact Fran Sinengela at 081-3346-599 or 083-288-404. You can also email franz@eaglefm.com.na.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Right, so when there is no political will, there will be no way. So, and we will be stuck here as far as, you know, we would want to have our own Namibian technology, but if it is not...
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
Right, it does not depend on government alone, but government has a role to play, and also, you know, collectively, we all have a role to play to make sure that we come out from where we are stuck. We come out of wherever we are stuck. And from me, it has been good being with you, and enjoy your weekend. Make sure that you don't drink and drive, and make sure that you will remain kind to one another. Till we meet on Monday, it's a goodbye.
Gusa etokoro lyo uhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Mokutura mwe hundiro lye yowamba zuma wakoko, zimo kwa nakoma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantantatu zime, tatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, for global parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odho nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o manao manene shimu na o maile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro o themba, o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.